What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
At 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good afternoon. It is good to be with you on this Wednesday. Hope your day is going well. Now, 75 police officers from the state's COVID task force will gradually begin to complement the record number of police assigned to keeping the community safe in Northbridge and our Perth CBD. Now, the boost of police officers complements a raft of measures announced by the McGowan government to tackle antisocial behaviour and boost safety in the area. So the additional officers will join 100 extra officers already deployed in the Perth Police District. To have a chat about that today, joining me on the line is regular guest Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Nice to catch up after having a few weeks off for the school holidays.
That's right, and from what I can gather, you didn't catch COVID, and neither did I, so thankful for that.
Absolutely, amen to that. Now, Simon, how does Perth compare with other major cities? I guess even thinking about Melbourne, in dealing with alcohol and drug-fueled violence in their entertainment districts?
It's a big question. It's a shame that it's becoming a bigger question for Perth as time goes on. Northbridge continue to enjoy this, I think, quite unfortunate combination of being a place we all want to go, but are currently scared to go to, particularly on the weekends at night. And before I jump to answering the question, I think it's important to perhaps preface this whole discussion today in the context of alcohol in Australia. And what role perhaps an unhealthy relationship with alcohol plays right across Australia, and certainly in WA. And I think we're just seeing perhaps the pointy end of the problem when we look at Northbridge and when we look at just how problematic that whole area has become. Yeah. But that said, and perhaps with that as overall background, because I really do think this country needs to look at itself quite hard on the issue, I enjoy a casual and moderate drink as much as the next person, but it's not that moderate issue is a bit of an unpopular topic, I think, with many Australians. So that said, look, I'm never going to criticise a government for spending more money on police where the need is obvious, and that's what I think the McGowan government has done here. It's just, whenever I look at this and look back over the last 20 years and watch the ever-increasing amount of money that we spend as a state on police, and police being focused on issues such as domestic violence and general antisocial behaviour, it's very hard not to want to then talk about the issues that are really behind that. But perhaps we'll get to that in questions coming soon. For now, I would say that Perth, and I've, you know, my team and I have had a look at the stats. We've had a look at the work of different state governments around the country. And it seems pretty clear that Perth, the McGowan government's doing all the things that other cities are doing. I wouldn't say it's doing anything extraordinary. There has been a need for increased policing in that area for quite some time. And the question becomes for us as a state and as a city, and for all of those that either visit Perth or live in Perth, just how much of a difference will 75 police officers make? It's a good move. I want to be very positive about that. But against the context of those big social issues undermining or underlying both the problems that Northbridge faces, I'm not overly optimistic that it's going to make all the difference in the world.
Okay, Simon, I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more. We're talking about the McGowan government are deploying more police officers to our Northbridge and Perth CBD. Now, Simon, the WA government has increased the police presence in Northbridge, obviously in an effort to quash, you know, violent brawls before they flare up. Now, is this a band-aid response? Because I understand Queensland tried something a little bit different that actually worked.
They did. Back in 2016, they introduced and have continued with legislation that deals with, it's actually called the Tackling Alcohol-Fueled Violence Legislation Act.
Right.
A very descriptive piece of legislation.
Mm.
And in essence, it restricted the sale of alcohol designed to be rapidly consumed, so shots, and I suppose we're talking here all things spirits, after midnight. Now, that might sound a bit lame to many listeners, but it's in the wee hours of the morning that a lot of this violence occurs, and it actually did reduce the rate of serious late-night assaults, which is why they've continued with it.
Mm.
What I think it more importantly does is show the need for creativity. It's one thing to for any state government to simply throw money, and in our case, extra police officers at a problem. It's another thing to be creative about tackling the big issues that underline the violence. And for those that heard this discussion open, you'll recall that I touched on alcohol as the perhaps big picture context to this entire discussion, because it really does seem to be. And I suppose what Queensland did is an example of tackling the bigger issue and not just focusing on the need for police to control problems that have already kicked off.
So really, it's not just about adding more police presence, whilst that's going to have an impact, but it's really tackling it from a dual perspective, obviously. Legislation and you know, boots on the ground.
It is. It's all of these things. And I suppose this is where not only groups like the Salvation Army, but the federal government, state government, local governments, I think, need to do more in terms of pooling resources for one thing, but doing that in the context of, well, what is genuinely causing the need for us to spend so much money on more police officers in specific areas? And it's not just Northbridge. We've all seen the dramas in Scarborough for so long, an area that should be enjoying all the benefits of its development boom and new social areas at the moment, but is being tarnished by, again, this alcohol-fueled violence. So, look, what the WA government has done here is far more than a band-aid response. I would never want to criticise any government that spent more money on police in a culture and in a time in Australian history where ultimately for all the reasons we know deep down, violence is on the rise. A government has some limits as to what it can do to move quickly. And I think recruiting police officers and moving officers in this case from the whole COVID type task force into Northbridge is a smart move. We know that the COVID issue is, well, we certainly hope it continues to be on the decline. And there are a lot of officers involved in monitoring quarantines and things like that, which are being moved over to Northbridge. That's all good. But again, whilst it might not be a band-aid response, I just want to keep bringing this discussion back to the need for creativity and a deep dive into what's underpinning the problems in the first place. And what should we as a country be doing, all of us, and I really mean that, in terms of addressing those issues? And I think a lot of it starts with a discussion with our friends and family and our co-workers about alcohol. No matter what you look at when you're discussing violence in the community, domestic violence, and many, many other problems, it is disturbing how often we end up back looking at alcohol.
So I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more. Been chatting about the extra police officers being added to the Northbridge and CBD area to keep our community safe. And good afternoon, I should say. David from Comer, do you got a question or a comment today, David?
Yes, I was just speaking before about the increase in police, and that's a great thing. But like you said, what's underlying those issues is the alcohol and drugs. So there's no such thing as drug and alcohol problems. It's any mental health problems. And the mental health problems are derived from being marginalised in society. Before COVID, we had lots of homeless people weren't being addressed. There are lots of needs not being met there. Things that force people into these situations are things like the workers' compensation system is in need of a big overhaul, and also periodic tenancies. You used to have rights, but are those rights being taken away for, tenancy rights, periodic tenancies? You don't have much rights in that situation. These things could be addressed in Parliament. These are things that the government could do to help address the underlying problems which lead to drugs and alcohol. There could be a last resort. They're a coping mechanism. And so when people are forced in these situations, forced into homelessness, then they become antisocial. So we need to arrest those people. We need to grab those people before they fall down the rabbit hole, before they fall down on the cracks, as people say, in their departments. So we need to address those problems first and foremost, and then we won't have so many problems out there.
Yeah, okay, thanks, David. I get where you're coming from there. Simon, what are your thoughts on what David's suggesting there?
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
David, you're talking to the converted with everything that you've just said. As a family lawyer, heading a firm with a criminal law team and many other dispute-based teams as well, I have to say, over the last 25 years, it has been troubling to see the rise and rise of all of the issues that David's mentioned. And I think it's really important for us to reflect on the point, probably above all, that David's making, and that is that when people run into tough times and they face the risk of losing hope and falling into despair, alcohol is a very readily available and obvious, well, it's not a fix, but Band-Aid for the moment. And yet I absolutely agree that all levels of government, state, federal, local, need to get back to these underlying drivers for all of the symptomatic problems that we see when we talk about Northbridge and violence. So, yeah, great comment.
Thank you, David. Really appreciate you calling in today. Simon, you mentioned some of the statistics earlier. What percentage of alcohol-fueled violence cases that go through the courts are in direct relation to incidents in Northbridge and other entertainment hotspots here in Perth?
This is fascinating, and fortunately I'm going to be able to bring some very current data to our listeners. So there have been 508 offences against the person, which means basically assault, threatening behaviour and robbery, in Northbridge alone in this current financial year, so since July 2021. Mm-hmm. Now let's put that in context. Right across the whole of WA, there have been 27,000 such offences, but it means that Northbridge alone, and we're talking here one little suburb, it accounts for almost 2% of all of those offences. And when you drill down further and you look at 2021's figures, virtually 100%, it was 99% of those charged were found guilty by the court. So we can assume that at the moment we've got a 2% roughly, problem centred in one suburb. And that is actually very alarming. We can't blame everything on alcohol. There's no doubt about that. And we can't blame alcohol for all the problems in the first place, as David rightly reminded us. But I just want to take us now to some 2010 figures prepared for Western Australian Nightclubs Association by Cokes Consulting. And I think this makes things perhaps a little easier to understand. In short, and this I think will alarm quite a few listeners, it did me when I read the figures, but in essence, let's take 2009 as a year. we had roughly 17 alcohol-related offences that are not against property in Claremont. So 17 in 2009. Mm-hmm. Cottesloe, 24. East Perth, 22. Leederville, we know there is, you know, there are some issues in Leederville, 79. Jump to Northbridge, 2,172.
Wow. Wow.
There's the difference. There's the impact. I think those figures speak loudly. It is a problem that is not localised, but it is accentuated in those areas that really, for too many people, are all about alcohol, drugs, and, you know, I guess escapism is what I would call it. Mm. And I understand that. I don't want to say that judgmentally. Mm. Escapism is entirely understandable when your life is tough or you don't know better. But, yep, if you want to know why we've got a problem, those figures say it all. Mm.
That is incredible. Simon, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. Simon, we've talked about quite a lot of things, looked at some stats which were quite interesting. Finally, what is it going to take to make Northbridge safe? Have we got some alternative solutions?
Look, I'm going to try and answer this question in two ways. One, to encourage state, local, and to some extent federal governments to keep doing what I know is exceptionally well-intentioned activity and brainstorming. The ideas that they're coming up with at the moment and which I think should be encouraged are, look, broadly across Australia, reducing alcohol consumption. There's nothing wrong with a drink, but if you can't keep it under control, if you can't moderate your drinking, then you've got a problem. And as a country, we encourage that problem too much. Let's be a little more specific. There's a lot of talk at the moment in the law and in government about the sale of only mid-strength alcohol during peak times, which would effectively be the times in Northbridge where the problems are the most prevalent. Mm-hmm. Reducing the periods during which alcohol can be sold. Look, I've got a question mark over that one because we, anybody who knows their history will know how well prohibition went in America. It didn't really solve anything, but, you know, let's park that. There are other specifics that they're working hard on, you know, the availability of safer transport right outside venues that are the bigger problem, reducing capacity limits on venues selling alcohol, a lot of things like that. They're good ideas. We need to encourage them. But this is the second part to my answer. Those other measures aren't addressing the underlying issue. And just briefly, I want to sort of jump off the page, take off my lawyer's hat, and generally speak to anybody who's listening who uses alcohol as a band-aid, as a comfort measure. At the end of the day, I think we as a country need to be working on giving people hope amongst their toughest times. Because as David reminded us as a caller a few moments ago, alcohol is only a problem because people are drinking it to escape and to address the dramas, the crises, the tragedies in their life. And I just want to say there is hope out there. Mm. You know, Sunshine FM is all about presenting that hope. And I hope that these segments always end on that note. There is hope. Mm. You don't need to go down the path of drowning your sorrows in alcohol. There's a lot more that you can do. And I can tell you now, if you ring Sunshine and just ask them for people to talk to, you'll be presented with a broad variety of options. And that's where the hope lies.
Yeah, Simon, well spoken. Thanks for finishing. It was a great conversation today. There's a lot still to be done, and I think the more we talk about it, it's a good thing. And like you said, you know, getting everyone together, whether it's local, federal, state, and other important players in this is just so important. We've got to get better. And even, we didn't touch on it, but even my mind was thinking about even advertising as well. What does that look like? But that's maybe a whole other discussion. Simon, appreciate your time today, and let's catch up next week.
No problem. Look forward to it.
My guest on the line today has been Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group, and we've been chatting about the McGowan government are going to be deploying 75 police officers from the state's COVID task force. They will be gradually begin to be complement the record number of police assigned to keeping the community safe in Northbridge and the CBD. Now, the boost of police officers complements a raft of measures announced by the McGowan government to tackle antisocial behaviour and boost safety in the area. I think we've still got a long way to go, but at least it is one step in the right direction. And a reminder, yes, we do have great support here at 98.5. We've got a prayer team that can pray for you as well. So all you need to do pick the phone up and give us a call, 9313-0985.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.